Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post described a study where the authors found that electrocardiographic screening is more accurate than patient history or physical examination to screen for potentially fatal cardiac abnormalities among collegiate athletes. In our second post, we introduced a clinical report from the American Academy of Pediatrics about sports specialization and intensive training in young athletes. If we take a closer look at that first post, we see that the authors found that 34% of collegiate athletes reported at least one positive cardiovascular symptom or family history response. This led to patient history having the highest false positive rate at 33% and the lowest sensitivity or specificity, which were unacceptably low for detecting cardiac abnormalities. On physical exam, 2% had detectable heart murmur and less than 1% of athletes had physical signs of Marfan syndrome. Hence, physical exam had a low false positive rate of about 2% and specificity was 98%, but the sensitivity was very low at just 8%. The cardiologist found EKG abnormalities in 3.7% of athletes. Of the 13 athletes that EKG screening found serious abnormalities associated with sudden cardiac death, only two had abnormal histories and one had an abnormal physical exam. The EKG screening had a slightly higher false positive rate of 3% compared with physical exam, but it's still low when you take into account EKG had 100% sensitivity and 97% specificity for abnormalities. Sports medicine department's primary concern is to keep athletes safe, but in reality, budgets and finances play a role in what treatment and screening an athlete can receive. While this article did not address the complex cost analysis universities have to consider, it does give objective data from the largest study on cardiac screening methods in college athletes. Dresner and colleagues concluded that sports medicine departments may miss fatal cardiac abnormalities by just using patient history or physical exam. EKG screenings detect potentially fatal cardiac abnormalities that are often missed in less sophisticated screening methods. However, the authors were not able to report from this data how likely athletes with cardiac abnormalities are to have cardiac emergency, or how often athletes with normal EKG results have cardiac emergencies. Clinicians can use the information from this study to guide clinical recommendations, as well as to educate the public about the value of cardiac screening protocols in reducing the risk of sudden cardiac death or other cardiac incidents. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a news article about a study where the authors found that NFL players' careers are most affected by surgery to the patellar tendon, Achilles tendon, and anterior cruciate ligament. If you're an athlete trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. You can find links to these courses, as well as the post described earlier, on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.